Yeah, good to welcome everybody. Welcome to the Motzoi Shabbos Shir for Parshas B'Shalach. The Torah tells us this morning's Leini, Parshas B'Shalach, immediately after the dramatic and majestic events of Kriyas Yamsuf, followed by the Shiras Hayam, Oz Yashir. So Pasuk says in the first source, Shmos Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayasa Moshe Yom Yamsuf, Moshe moved the people from Yamsuf, Vayetzal Midbar Shur, they went into the Shur desert, it was right nearby, Vayechul Shloshes Yom Midbar. They traveled 3 days, weren't able to find any water. Then they came to a place called Morah, where they had water, but the waters were bitter. They couldn't drink the water there until HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. The people complained, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, take some sort of a stick, and he can sweeten the water and make them drinkable. And the Pasuk of Chafei, Vayitak al Hashem HaReshem Eitz, Vayashach al HaMayim, Vimtuk HaMoyim, Shom Sam Lo Chok U'Mishpat L'Shom Nisohu. There they were taught some sort of chok, some sort of mishpat. They were tested, again, a difficult phrase to understand. And Pasuk Chavav, the end of the Aliyah of the Shira, Hashem said, if you listen to all my mitzvahs and so on, then you won't have any of the afflictions that the Egyptians had. Kinei Hashem Rofecha. So Rashi comments on a phrase, the end of Pasuk Chav, hey, Shom Sam Lo Chok U'Mishpat V'Sham Niso, Rashi in Source 2 says, Shom Sam Lo B'Mora Nitan La'Mitzvahs Parshal Shel Torah She'es Asku Mehem. Already in Mora, a handful of mitzvahs were given to the people, even before Mamad Har Sinai. We don't read about Mamad Har Sinai, Matan Torah, till next week, Sedra to Yisro. But already in Morah, some of the handful of mitzvahs were given. Rashi gives examples. Shabbos was one of them, Paraduma, Vedinim, laws of Paraduma, the laws of various civil matters and so on. That was given to the people in Morah. What does that have to do? It's a funny drasha. The Pasuk seems to be talking about Bipasha Pshat, about the fact that the people in the desert, they needed water. What's it got to do with teaching them some mitzvahs and so on? Where in the world does that come from exactly? So there's a famous pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Hey, Pasuk Aleph. It's from the Haftorahs between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah, the Shiva and the Chemta. It says, Hoy called Somei L'chul Amayim, Vashen Lo Kesev. Anyone who's thirsty and doesn't have anything, he's thirsty, should go and find water and so on. And Rashi there in Yeshaya and all the Mefarshim, I printed a few of them here. Rashi in Perek Nun Hey, Pasuk Aleph, when it says L'chul Amayim, it says La Torah. The reference there in the Navi Yeshaya when he speaks about water is not actual water to drink, but the reference to Torah. The Radak explains there in Pasuk Aleph in Source 5 that it's talking about the Lasid Lavo, that the people will be, even the non-Jews will be seeking out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want to know Lilmod Mishpatei HaKel V'Sorosav and so on. They want to know about the Torah and about wisdom. And so they're going to be thirsting for water. Doesn't really mean water. And then Radak also quotes the Pasuk at the end of Amos, Morav alech velotzom alamayim, kim lishmo as the Bar Hashem, right? The thirst won't be for water, the hunger for bread, but rather it's a reference to Torah. The Al Shechosu there in Yishayin, Source 6, Perek Nun Hei, Pasuk Aleph, and the Hein, Eila Hadvar Mashiach HaNavi Diber Po, Vahu Hoi called Tzom Eli Dabek Bekono, anyone who wants to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shulichu Lamayim, Shiyat Torah, go seek out water, that's the Torah, that's the way to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Malbim as well explains there in Perek Nun Hei, Yishayah, Pasuk Aleph, in Source 7. Malbim also says that the Nevi'im sometimes compared water to Torah and to bread also, just like the body needs the physical nourishment of bread and water, it also needs the spiritual nourishment of Torah, and that's the idea. A number of concepts, lo alechem levado yichei adam, etc. So that's how the Mefarshim understood. And so it's understood that sometimes mayim, by chazal, does not only mean physical water to drink, but rather to reference to Torah. In fact, the Gemara in Tainus on Dav Zayin Amud Aleph in source number 8, the Gemara in Tainus says, why is it that the Torah is taka compared to water? What's the basis of comparison? So source 8, Amar of Chanina Bar Idi, Loma Nimshul Divrei Torah Lamayim. Why is Torah compared to Mayim? The Chsiv Hoy called Tzoma Lechul Lamayim, that Pasuk Nishaya. Loma Lecho Mamayim Manichin Mokam Gvoh V'Hochel Mokam Namuch. Just like water flows down from a higher point to a lower point, water always seeks out its lowest level. That's the nature of water. And we know that there's any time there's a drip, or any time there's some kind of a collection of water, the water pools in the lowest spot. Af Divrei Torah Ein Miskayimen El Avisha Daito Shvela. So too, Torah is a person is successful in Torah if he's humble, he lowers himself, and so on, is ready to receive the Torah. Okay, so we have a number of Mekoros in the Pasuk Yeshaya, the way Chazal understood it, the Gemara in Tainus, the Torah is compared to water. And so, coming back to our opening source number one, the Pesukim here in Parshas B'Shalach, when it says, Vayetzu, they came to Midbar Shur, Vayelchu Shloshes Yomim Bamidbar Velo Motzu Moyim, Chazal understood it wasn't just actual water that they couldn't get, but also somehow they were lacking in Torah. And that's the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, source number 9, Baba Kama, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Tanya, Vayelchu Shosha Samim Ba Midbal Omotsu Moyim, Darshe Rishumos Amud, the Darshanim. Rashi explains to us 10 Rishimos Mikros, Darshe Mikros, the Darshanim. Not the simple pshat. The simple pshat is they came into the desert, didn't have any water, actual drinking water. But the Darshe Rishumos, the Darshanim said, Ain Mayim Ela Torah. Mayim here too. In our Pesukim in Parashat B'Shalach refers to Torah. Shenemar, again, it quotes the Pesuk in Yeshaya, Hoy Kol Tzava Lechula Mayim. Kevon Shehochu Shoshes Yomim Below Torah Nilu. When it says they went 3 days without water, Chazal Darshan, it's not just they went 3 days without water, but they went 3 days without Torah. And once they went 3 days without Torah, they slipped back. They got into trouble. And Omdu Nevi'im Shebeneihem, an unusual expression, the prophets of that time, which include Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the chief prophet, decided Omdu V'tiknu Lahem Shu Korin B'Shabbos, that they should read the Torah publicly on Shabbos, U'mafsikin Bechad B'Shabbos, but not on Sunday. V'Korin B'Sheni, read again the Torah publicly on Mondays, U'mafsikin Shlishi V'Revi, and not on Tuesday and Wednesday. V'Korin B'Chamisha, read the Torah again on Thursdays, U'mafsikin Erev Shabbos, and on Erev Shabbos, Kedei Shelo Yalino Gimel Yamin Below Torah. That's the Gemara Baba Kama, Pei Beis and Aleph, verse 9. At the VM at the time, way early, the time of, you know, even perhaps even before Matan Torah, way early, the Nevi'im instituted that public Torah reading, whatever the Torah reading was at that time, whatever you could learn, there wasn't so much Torah, whatever there was, there should be public Talmud Torah 3 times a week, Shabbos, Monday and Thursday. So you never have a situation where 3 days go by and there's no Torah. That's how the Gemara darshans these psukim over here in Parshas B'Shalach. You look in source 11, Tosfos there points out why they picked Monday and Thursday. After all, you could have configured it. It could be Tuesday and Thursday. You know, the other ways to organize it. So it could be Sunday, you know, and Wednesday. There are other ways to organize it. The 3 days don't go by. The number of different options. The Tosa says, "We Tomar Tosa Dir Maso Kedei." Source 11. Tosa's there in Rav Kama Pei Beizim and Aleph. Tomar Maishna Shetiknu Sheni V'Chamishi. Why did they pick Monday and Thursday? Yishlomar because he has a medrash of Moshe Ben Olav Shalom Olav B'Chamishi LeKabeluchos Achronos V'Yared B'Sheni V'Nisratzel Amokum. These are days of Eis Ratzon. Again, you have to work out the calendar because when exactly did this institution of the Nevi'im of Moshe Rabbeinu take place? But assuming it took place after Matan Torah, after Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the final Luchos. So the Medrash tells us, and there are a few other places in Midrashim and Gemaras that have the whole calculation, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to receive the final Luchos after the forgiveness on a Thursday. Moshe Rabbeinu Ola B'Chamishi to get the Luchos Achronos, and he came down on a Monday. And there's a whole way to figure out the calculation, not our problem now, but Chazal do work it out. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the final Luchos. Rosh Chodesh Elul was a Thursday, and they came down on Yom Kippur, which is a Monday. Therefore, Monday and Thursdays are days of Eis Ratzon. And therefore, they established these days. That's why they picked Monday and Thursday, even though they could have configured it differently. They picked Monday and Thursdays because these are days of Eis Ratzon. Okay. So that's the Gemara, that's where the Takonis entitled the Shir, the institution of Kriyas HaTorah. According to this, the institution of Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Monday and Thursday was the early Nevi'im, right? The time Moshe Rabbeinu himself, the Marsha, there in Rav Kama, Pei Beis and Aleph in Source 12, Yivim Masel Vayilchul Gimel Yomim, the Marsha writes, again, in Mayim El HaTorah, the whole Drasha, and he says that's why they got into trouble. Why 3 days? Because we have a concept in Tazveni Yom Yomayim Ezrecha. When you move away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you leave somebody. So you stand together. You walk one day and one way for a day. He walks the other way. All of a sudden, you're not just a day apart, but you're further apart. Okay. Anyway, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Marsha works out. That's the whole flow of the rest of the psukim that I print in Source 1. That's why Shom Sam Lo Choku Mishpat V'Shom Yiso has to do with mitzvahs given in the Torah. And the final pasuk, we have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll here again, it says Vayayim Shamoa Tishma Pasukav Vav in Perek Tezvav, end of Source 1. Shamoa Tishma, you'll hear again. Anyway, that's how our show works out, the 3 days of 3 times Torah reading. Okay, now, so it would appear, therefore, that the institution of Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, on Monday and Thursdays, goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu's time himself. It's Darbanon. We assume it's not from the Torah, but the Torah never says to read the Torah on certain days, but it's an ancient takana. However, that same sugi in Baba Kama, in Pei Beis and Aleph, and that's actually the beginning of the sugi, Source 13, tells us Asara Takanos Tikein Ezra. Ezra, who of course lived many, many centuries later, Ezra, who led the Jewish people at the beginning of the so-called Second Commonwealth, the Bais Sheni period, Ezra instituted certain takanos. The Gemara there in Baba Kama is a list of 10 different takanos. There are more, but that particular Gemara lists 10 takanos instituted by Ezra. And one of them is Shekorin b'mincha b'Shabbos. And we also read the Torah at mincha time on Shabbos. And v'korin b'sheni b'chamishi. And you read on Monday and Thursday. That's what the Gemara says earlier there in Baba Kama Pedeis and Malala. Now, Shehu korin b'mincha b'Shabbos. Why would the institute to read it mincha time on Shabbos? It says mishum yoshvei kronos. Yoshvei kronos means the people who sit in the corner. What exactly does that mean? So we'll stop in the Gemara. We'll come back to the Gemara in a moment. But Rashi explains in Pei Bezim Aleph 14 mishum yoshvei kronos yoshvei chanuyos kol yomos hachol oskin b'schora. This is a reference to people who have to sit by their shop all day during the week, and they're not able to hear the Torah on Monday and Thursday. They have to go to work. Okay, they can't, they have to go to work early, whatever it is. So they're not going to hear the Torah on Monday and Thursday. So we have an extra reading for those people, Mincha Shabbos afternoon. That's how Rashi explains the Meiri, there in Rabbi Kama Pei Beis and Aleph 15, Ezra Takonos Tikkun Ezra. He says, Yoshrei Kronos. He says it means something else because people on Shabbos, Achar Achilu Shena, Zman Yeshivas Kronos, Ula Pchusim Ul Hamon. You know, Shabbos afternoon, people eat a big lunch, then they take a nap. And then they, you know, hang around, you know, the less inspired people use it as a time for Bittul Torah. They're not allowed to do the work. They sit around, I don't know, they get together, talk Lashon Hara, whatever it is that they do. And therefore, Ezra instituted, they got to come to shul, hear Torah reading. That's how the Miri explains Yoshrei Kronos. The instituted shul, come to shul, hear Torah reading. The Shittim Kumpetzas, there in Rabbi Kama, Pei Beis and Aleph, name of the one of the Gaonim, 16. He says, Mishum Yoshrei Kronos, Shahochin, Umishtakrin, Bososhah, people, not only would hang around, but maybe they drink too much. Like, people would get together, you know, and it was a time of shichrus, and therefore people would, you know, misbehave and not behave appropriately for Shabbos, and therefore they instituted Kriyas HaTorah. In fact, he points out that's why we have the minig. The Shittim Kumpetzas is there. Baba Kama Pei Beis and Aleph 16 says that's why we have the minig to say the pasuk right before we take out the Torah at Minchan Shabbos. Right, we say the pasuk. Right, you know, after Valotian, right before we take out the Torah. That's a Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Samech Tes, Pasuk Yud Dalet, in Source 17. The minig is when we take out the Torah, we start with, not with Ahib and Soa, Aram, we say Vanis Filasi. So the Shittim Kumpetzas quotes from the Gaonim, because the previous Pasuk, Yud Gimel, there are printed in Source 17, in Tehillim, Perek Samech Tes, says, Yosichu V'yosha Shara Neginas Shose Shecha. Refers to people who unfortunately, you know, hang around and drink and behave inappropriately. That's why the Torah reading was instituted Mincha and Shabbos. So therefore we say the Pasuk, we don't want to say that Pasuk, we say the next Pasuk, Manis Filosi, and so on. Okay. Anyway, so this is the, at the end, the sheet went to quote the other sheet, which is all from Rashi, and it means that people can't come to shul during the week. But in any event, what emerges, let's go back now to the Gemara, in Source 13, the Gemara says, so Ezra instituted, he should also read the Torah publicly at Mincha on Shabbos. The problem, of course, is, if we look back in 13, it says, Asara takanos tikkun Ezra, shekorin b'mincha b'Shabbos, okay, but then v'korin b'sheni b'chamishi. It says, and also Ezra instituted to read on Monday and Thursday, but we just said that Monday and Thursday was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, the Nevi'im in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, by Elchus Shloshim and Midbar, below Matzu Mayim, way before Ezra. So what's going on? That's the Gemara's kasha. Second line through Hamei Kara Hamisach that was instituted earlier. So Mara says yes, it was. But Meikara Tiknu Chad Gavra Tlasi Psuke. Originally, the original institution was just have one person get Aliyah and read three psuke. Very, very quick. Mamish perfunctory. Very quick. Or Inami Tlasa Gavri. Three people, three psuke. Fine. Keneged Kohanim Levim Yisrael. Also, who came along Ezra? Ezra instituted the practice as we have it today to have three aliyahs, Monday and Thursday, and a minimum of 10 psukim. Can I get our sorah batlonim? Rashi explains, okay, 10 people would hang by the shul. Again, not our issue now so much, but bottom line. So when the Gemara answers it, when it says that Ezra instituted Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday, doesn't mean he came up with the idea, but he modified the practice to what we have today. So therefore, it's Ezra's takana was to have at least three aliyahs and at least 10 psukim. That was Ezra's takana. The concept of Monday and Thursday was already earlier, like we said before. But three aliyahs and 10 psukim minimally. So that's that was a takana of Ezra. Okay. Continuing along, there's a pasuk, another Gemara, okay, in Megillah, based on a pasuk we all know in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Parakov Gimel Pasuk Mem Dalad. Vayedaber Moshe es Moad Hashem el Bnei Yisrael. Moshe taught the Bnei Yisrael all about the Moadim. Strange pasuk. Why? Because this is at the end of the so-called Parshas Amodos and Parakov Gimel of Vayikra and Parshas Emor, which we lain on Sukkis, we lain on the second day of Pesach. Anyway, why does it have to say at the end of that whole section, Moshe taught them the laws? I mean, it doesn't say, each one begins, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Shem said to Moshe. So we assume throughout the Torah, when it says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, that Moshe actually went ahead and taught it to the people. So how come over here it has to end by Vayedaber Moshe Takatot? Well, no kidding. It doesn't say that by all the other mitzvahs. It doesn't say at the end of the other mitzvahs that, yeah, Moshe Taka went ahead and taught the Bnei Yisrael what Hashem told them. So it's a pasuk that seems to be extra. Vayedaber Moshe Moadev Shalom Bnei Yisrael. We know he did, because Hashem told him to, right? So the Gemara has a drusha in Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis Amaral, the very end of Maseches Megillah. It says 19, Vayedaber Moshe es Moadei Shem Yisrael, mitzvoson shukorin oson kol echad ve'echad bizmano. This teaches us that you have to read about every yontif, all the Moadim, in its proper time. Tanu Rabbanan Moshe tiken el Yisrael shusholen v'darshim binyano shoyom. Moshe instituted this, should discuss the inyanim of the yontif on the yontif itself. This is something that is besides the idea of shloshim yom kodem achag, 30 days before. That's a different din. This is a din that on yontif itself, it's proper to learn about the halachos yontif. That's why many rabbanim, myself included, always give shiurim on yontif about the halachos yontif. Right? That's a gemara. Hilchos pesach be pesach, hilchos atzeres be atzeres, hilchos chag be chag. The laws of pesach on pesach, the laws of shavuos on shavuos, the laws of sukkis on sukkis. So that comes from the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. As Rashi explains, Vayedaber Moshe, the very end of Megillah, Lamed Beis Melach 20, Rashi explains, Vayedaber Moshe, Moadei Hashem, etc. Moshe Tike made this institution. Lama Hutzil Chitov Kan, Vayedaber Moshe, B'chikol HaMitzvos Kulu Lo Omer Moshe Yisrael. Like I said before, why did I have to tell that phrase here, that Moshe conveyed Hashem's message? We know by all the mitzvahs he did that. Ela, he talked to them on the Yomtiv. Melamed, this was Moshe himself. Shem Medaber Imoen Hilchus Kol Moed Omod Bizmana. Lo Diachu Kel Kivet HaRasav, to go over the halachas and so on. And therefore, that was the institution. So it appears from there that Moshe also instituted some form of Kriyas HaTorah on Yomim Tovim. Okay, we didn't see that in the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara Baba Kama talked on Shabbos and Monday and Thursday. And then Ezra instituted Mincha on Shabbos, and he modified the practice on Monday and Thursday. But didn't say about Yantif. So this Gemara Megillah, Daf Lamed Beis, talks about Yantif as well. Okay, that's what we have from the Bible. If you look in the Yerushalmi, we see things a little bit differently. The Yerushalmi in Megillah, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, says in 21, Moshe Hiskin as Yisrael Shu Korin B'Torah B'Shabbosos U'Yom Tovim U'Rosh Echotcheichem U'Cholos HaMoed Shenema by this pasuk by Dabar Moshe Es Moed Hashem B'Nei Yisrael. Yerushalmi says it even more directly, because you look at the Bavli in source 19, it just seems to be taught the halach. It doesn't say exactly Kriyas HaTorah, even though it could be understood that way, but the Yerushalmi in Megillah Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph says Beferish Kriyas HaTorah, right? Moshe Hiskin as Yisrael Shu Korin B'Torah B'Shabbosos U'Yom Tovim Rosh Chodoshim, Uchol Shomoid. Shenem Vayedaber Moshe Es Moadei Hashem B'Nei Yisrael. But the Yerushalmi does not mention Monday and Thursday at all. Then it says, Ezra, Hiskin LeYisrael, Shukarn B'Torah, B'Sheni, U'B'Chamishu, B'Shabbos B'Mincha. Yerushalmi said, Ezra instituted Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha. Okay? So, again, as far as the reasoning, so the Karbon Eda says there in Megillah, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph 22, the second one, Shukarn B'Torah, B'Zei, not to go 3 days without Torah. But according to Yerushalmi, that's attributed to Ezra. You look carefully again the words in 21. It says, Moshe instituted Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed. But it doesn't say anything about Monday and Thursday. Ezra instituted Monday and Thursday, as well as Shabbos B'Mincha. And again, the Karbon Eda says, Mishum Yoshri Chanuyos, the people in the stores and shops, like we discussed before. Okay, the Pnei Moshe throws in that even though it says Moadim, Vayedaber Hashem is Moadei Hashem. And that parsha where it speaks of Moadei Hashem doesn't mention Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is also called the Moed. Fine. So it looks, though, like we have a little bit of machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi as the origin of Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday. And the Bavli understood that it was from time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then Ezra simply modified it. The Yerushalmi does not present it that way. The Avudraham, Dina Kriyas HaTorah, verse 24, is sensitive to this. The Garcina Baba Kama quotes the Gemara Baba Kama that we saw, okay? But he notes that the Gemara Baba Kama has Eser Takanos Tikin Ezra, 10 different Takanos. Let's look at the words of Avudraham, but it's in the Gemara. But Eser Takanos Tikan Ezra, if you want to look back at source 13, right? It says Eser Tasara Takanos Tikan Ezra Shekarin B'Mincha B'Shabbos Shekarin B'Sheni B'Chamishi. That's presented as two separate takanas. He instituted Kriyas HaTorah Mincha and Shabbos, and Kriyas HaTorah Mondays and Thursdays. So the Rudram wonders, why is that one takana? He instituted Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, Mincha, and Mondays and Thursdays, right? And yet it seems to be counted. Look at 24. Takana Rishtona Shukarn B'Torah B'Mincha B'Shabbos Shino Shekranos, right? Which Rashi explained. Takana Shnia, on the second line of 24, Shukarn B'Torah B'Shenim Chamishi Shlosh Anash Masor, etc., etc. So why is it presented as two different takanas? Why not one takana? So again, the Avudram explains, no, that's why. Because they were not the same in the Bavli. They were not the same. The takana of Mincha, the takana of Mincha, Kriyas HaTorah, Mincha Shabbos, that was he instituted completely. The takana of Monday and Thursday, that was a modification. That's why it's listed as a separate takana. That was a modification of the earlier takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the way the Bavli has it. However, the Avudram goes on to say, the last line of 24, but over Yerushalmi, Mona Kriyas HaTorah, B'Shenu Chamish, B'Shabbos, B'Nichem, B'Takana Achas. Yerushalmi lumps them all together. It sounds like Yerushalmi holds that Ezra didn't just modify, he instituted Monday and Thursday, not Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look in 25, the Mara HaPonim, you know, the Pnei Moshe, which were quoted back in the 23, the Pnei Moshe, I mentioned in the past, the Moshe Margos was the one, the only commentary that we have on the Yerushalmi in its entirety. Okay, there are a number of different, there's no Rashi in the Yerushalmi, okay? It makes the translating of the Yerushalmi very difficult, but there's no Rashi in Yerushalmi, but we have commentaries, but there's only one commentary that is on the entire, it's me saying that the two takanas are different reasons. You could say that that's why they're two different takanas. But anyway, the Mari HaPonim, so the Pnei Moshe is on Yerushalmi in its entirety. Pnei Moshe is a Rashi style. If you look at 23, it's a Rashi style commentary. You know, every phrase, every word explaining. But he also wrote the Mari HaPonim, which is the Tosa style commentary. No Tosas on Yerushalmi either. Mari HaPonim with Akasha, with another Gemara, you know, Steers and so on, so typical Tosas. So Mari HaPonim there in Megillah, Perek Dalad, Halacha Aleph, Moshe Hiskin. So he points out this theory. He says, here it says, here in the Yerushalmi, it says Ezra instituted Monday and Thursdays along with Shabbos Mincha, and the Bavli in Meruba, that's the Parak and Baba Kamad, Af Pei Beis, says differently. So he simply points out, it seems that it's a machlokas. So it wouldn't be the first time a machlokas. The Bavli and Yerushalmi is the origin of the Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday. Was it Ezra or was it Moshe? And the Maritz Chayis on the Bavli and Baba Kamad, Af Pei Beis and Aleph. So it's 26, Gemara, Shetei, Isha, and so on. There's also, he points out, we'll see in a moment, that the Rif seemed to accept the Yerushalmi's Girsa, and the Magen Avraham jumped on him. But it is that way in the Yerushalmi. Okay, so it could be a machlokas, the Bava in the Yerushalmi wouldn't be the first time, and won't be the last time. You look in the Rif, 27, the Rif in Megillah, Yud Gimel and Aleph in the page of the Rif in Megillah, he quotes this Yerushalmi. Seems to be that that's what he prefers. Yerushalmi Moshe, Tikel Misoshu, Karmi Tov, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh, Chol Shamoed. However, Ezra instituted, you know, Kriyas HaTorah at the Mincha and Monday and Thursday as well. The Ram on the Rif and Megillah, Gimel Aleph, Dima Masra, Ezra 28, says, okay, that's you know, that's what the Rif quotes, but that doesn't seem to be what's implied in the Bavli, because there it says that Ezra simply modified the Takonim. That's why the Magen Avraham, as the Mari HaPonim pointed out before, 29, the Magen Avraham, Yerachayim Sim Kuf Lamed Hey, the beginning of the Simon, right, Issa Berif, he quotes the Rif, and it's a Bitzar Chiyon. Why does the Rif suddenly follow the Yerushalmi? The Issa be Meruba, again, as Meruba is the name of the Perek where this form of a comma appears. In Meruba, it says, Shahokhi Shah, Gimel Melo Torek, Mime Moshe Amdon Abim Shemin and Tikna Shukar and Beis Behav Shabbos. There's a Tikh and only Mincha. Well, when Abram wonders, usually when there's a Machok, it's the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, we tend to follow what's in the Bavli. Okay, the Rif didn't do that over here. I do want to point out, and maybe that's why, there's a Masecha Sofi. But again, it's a later, it's the end of the Talmud period, Masecha Sofrim, Parag Yud Halacha Aleph 30, Moshe, let me so shikar b'tar b'shabbos yomtiv, etc., like the Yerushalmi. And Halacha Beis, Ezra, tikel let me so shikar b'tar b'shenim chamishim b'shabbos v'mnicha. So the Masecha Sofrim presented like the Yerushalmi, that Monday and Thursday was instituted as well by Ezra, not just that he modified it, but that's so, maybe that's why the Rif went with that. I'm not sure. The Meiri, there in Megillah, Chaf Aleph Med Beis, 31, Dimalasa Mishnah, Mishnah Shnia, says that, you know, they're talking about the Bavli, and he says that they made a terrible thing 3 days without Torah, and that's why afterwards, Vayavah Malek, they had trouble, and they were attacked, and all this because of 3 days without Torah. So he goes through a whole thing as to how it's not good to go 3 days without Torah, and that's why Moshe instituted. Now, he does say, towards the end, the Miri does, 33 lines in the bottom of 31. We call Mokom Maseches Sofrim Yiroa Shaf Iker Hakriya Mashenim Hamisha Aide Ezra Haisa. But the Maseches Sofrim that we just saw in 30, it looks like Ezra didn't just modify the Takana Monday and Thursday, but he Mamish instituted it. Okay, and then and again, Maseches Sofrim is like the Rishalmi. But at the end, the Miriv believes, Ella, look at the last few words, Ella She'ein Lidchos Talmud Shalom Ibn Ebrisa Shal Maseches Sofrim. With due respect to the Maseches Sofrim, we're going to stick with what it says in the Bavli. Okay, that was the Meiri. There's an interesting, as an aside, an interesting kasha, but as you'll see, just works out to Yushama L'Shitoso. Okay? The Mishnah, the beginning of Maseches Megillah, Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, we all know the Mishnah, tells us there are different days on which to read the Megillah for Purim. Right? Normally, most people read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. That's our Purim, right? But in a walled city, you read it the next day, right? The walled city, probably only Rishalayim now, you read it the next day, right? On what we call Shushan Purim, the 15th of Adar. And the old takana was that the villagers, people out in the boondocks, okay, where people, you know, couldn't get together for a minyan and everyone to read the Megillah for them, they could read it on what's called the Yom HaKnisa. Look at the last words of 32. Shakforim, the villagers, Makdima LeYom HaKnisa. They could read the Megillah earlier on what's called the Yom HaKnisa, the day they would come to the town, okay, which was the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim, whatever was closer, the Monday or Thursday before Purim. So now, one second. So the idea was, it would seem, that's how some of the Rishalmi understood it, because they would come to the town anyway on Monday and Thursday to hear Kris HaTorah. So therefore, they're coming anyway. That's when they would read the Megillah. So Rishalmi asks, Megillah Perak Aleph Halach Aleph 33, Abustav Rishem Rishem Rishunim, Boy Kumamana. One second. Okay. I thought Ezra was the one who instituted Torah reading on Monday and Thursday. Okay. Well, Ezra was after Mordechai and Esther. Okay. So how could it be that they instituted to come, the village people could come in early and read on Monday and Thursday before? Because that's when have Kriyas HaTorah. What Kriyas HaTorah? That wasn't until the days of Ezra. Ezra was after. That's the question. Okay, below Ezra tikein shu karm b'tarach chinuchish v'shabbos mincha. Mordechai v'Esther maskina masha Ezra osid lahaskim. Mordechai and Esther instituted a kriya of the Megillah on a day based on what Ezra in the future was going to institute. Okay, Ella misha sinas hamishna samcha lemikra mishpacha mishpacha medina medina v'ir v'ir. It's a pasuk at the end of the Megillah's Esther. I printed in source 34 Esther Perek Tes Pasuk Chavches says that all people read at different times, different places, and so on and so forth. Okay, so it was okay, but it's really the person who organized the Mishnah that presented it that way. It wasn't really necessarily part of the original Takana of Mordechai and Esther, but that's the Yushalmi. Okay, that's very good. That's the Yushalmi L'Shitoso. Yushalmi understood that Ezra was on an institute, so it cannot be that Mordechai and Esther said that the village people can read the Megillah on Monday, Thursday before Purim, because they're going in anyway for Kriyas HaTorah. There was no Kriyas HaTorah Monday, Thursday, according to them. Okay, the Korban HaEda explains over there in Megillah Perek Aleph Halach Aleph 35. Mordechai and Esther must be zaken. Beich Nomar Shetik the Mordechai and Esther is manlik form. Sheikta Bima Krisa. Oh, Chal Bimeim. There was no Yom HaKrisa Bimeim. Okay, so someone's asking, Dr. Schiffman was asking, is Mordechai a contemporary of Ezra? So some want to give the answer, yes, Ezra was alive then, and therefore Ezra instituted it after Mordechai and Esther. There's ways around it, okay? Excuse me. The Ezra did overlap, and therefore it's not Tekasha and Echanami. I saw some of the fortune do read that. But that's not how the simple reading of the Rishalmi. Again, the Korban HaEda understands that the Mordechai and Esther did do that. No, they said it after already, the Takana of Ezra. It could be. Okay, but anyway, that's the Korban HaEda. The Gemara explains, oh, it's Mutter, whoever set it up that way, that's the way they did it. Same thing that Fei Moshe says in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph 36. Ezra Haya La'achar's Man Mordechai Esther, who should teach it to Kriya Karan B'Torah? And you said it to Remez and Megillus Esther, the B'nai Farm can read it earlier because of the Fisham is Asun Likos B'Torah? No, Mordechai and Esther didn't do that. Whoever did it later on, the Chachamim, they're the ones who set it up. Okay, on that piece, there's a Shari Korban. I mentioned it before that the Pnei Moshe is the only commentary on the Yerushalmi in its entirety. The Korban HaEda, Frankel, I think was his name, he wrote on a lot of Yerushalmi, not all the Yerushalmi. So the Korban HaEda back in 35, that's a Rashi-style commentary. He also wrote a Tosa-style commentary called Shari Korban. So the Shari Korban there in Megillah, Perek Aleph Halach 37, quotes the Mohanar. He says, well, there's only a kasha according to Yerushalmi. According to the Bavli, that kasha doesn't get off the ground. Because according to the Bavli, there was already there was already a takana of Monday and Thursday for days of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That's what he said. The Yerushalmi says that way. Okay, that's the Shari Karban notes. The Birkei Yosef and the Chidor, Narachayim Simkuf Lam and Heisim Kotan Alam 38 says they're very similar. Okay, but according to the Babli, it's not really a problem. The Rif quotes it, but the Ran wonders why does the Rif quote the Yerushalmi? Okay, according to the Babli, the question doesn't get off the ground. Because according to the Babli, the Takon of Monday and Thursday was ready from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, which makes you wonder, so what's Yushalmi talk? Okay, so Yushalmi Shitoso. Okay, Yushalmi Shitoso. What's interesting is the Rishonim already, again, just to digress briefly, the Rishonim already deal with this a little bit. Okay, the Rashba in Megillah Dav Beis Amud Aleph, the Masi Elah Shakforim, it quotes this Yushalmi, and wonders, according to Yushalmi, how do you explain it? Taka good kasha. How do you explain that people, you know? So he said, well, you know, people didn't necessarily come in anyway because the takana before Ezra was so minute, one person, three psukim. It wasn't enough that inspired people to come in so often. You hear what he's saying? He said, it wasn't, look at the last couple of words, okay? The Tirtzu Betosas, I don't know what he's referring to, not those that we have, I don't think. The last couple of lines of 39. Sha'osa kriya shalo haisa la tosa psuki levad. Lo haisa chashuba ben ali kavet ala medina minak farah machmosa. Aval achar takonis Ezra to Korin Tlosa Gabri call Chad Bechad Tlosa Psuke Hashiva v'nichnasim b'ir machmosa v'yom haknisa. That's how Rashba kind of resolves it. He says that, you know, maybe there originally was a takon in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it wasn't such a whole takon of Kriyas HaTorah Monday and Thursday in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu before Ezra modified according to the Babli. It was very minimal. So for three psukim, you know, one aliyah, they didn't bother coming in. But once it became a more formal thing in the days of Ezra, then they did come in. So that's how they reflect. The Ritva says also like that, in Megillah Beis Amud Aleph, the Masi Yerushalmi Mashma. Again, it quotes perhaps of Machokas, the Babli and Yerushalmi. And maybe, and Tosar Rosh says it, Megillah Beis Amud Aleph, the Masi Masnisa, Megillah Nikres, and so on. Let's read 41. Umakshma Yerushalmi, the Mai Parach. What's the Kasha? Ezra only modified the Takana. Okay, not according to Yerushalmi. But he said again, same terrace, Yeshlomo, Shalayu, Choshishin, Kol Kach, Lavo, Layars. They didn't come in until the days of Ezra. And with that, you know, because we're not such an important idea. Okay, but maybe with that in mind, and the Meiri alludes this a little bit there in Megillah, Beis Amud Aleph, even though we saw the Meiri before, you know, who said the other way, like the Babli, but he says, V'yesh Meforshin, 42 Lashita Zu, Shalishmo Adivre Torah, Miskanshu, Korbairo, Shenim, Chamish, Takonas, Ezra. And even though the Afal Pishas of Takana Keduma was before Ezra, but Ezra made it into a bigger deal. Ezra made it into a more formal or more, you know, significant operation. Okay, and that's how it works out to Yerushalmi. Once you say that, one could perhaps suggest that maybe there's no machlokas of Babli and Yerushalmi altogether. Maybe when the Yerushalmi attributes Monday and Thursday to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Ezra, it means the way we have it today. In other words, maybe you don't have to insist that there's a machlokas Babli and Yerushalmi here. You'd say the Babli was giving you the details that Moshe Rabbeinu instituted it because they shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. But Ezra modified it. So when Yerushalmi said it was instituted by Ezra, it means the practice as we currently have it with three aliyahs and 10 psukim and so on, that was instituted. So lav dafka is a machlokas. Okay, you know, you have to work it into the words, not so poshut, but one could certainly suggest that. If you look in the Rambam, bottom line, 43, the Rambam Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefillah Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us directly, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikelam Yisoshu Korin B'Torah B'Rabim B'Shabbos U'Shen B'Chamishi B'Shachres K'dei Lo Yishu Shlosh U'Samim B'Lo Shmias Torah. So he says very clearly, no jumping around, he says Shabbos, Monday and Thursday morning was all instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu so as not to go 3 days without public Torah, without hearing Torah in public. The Ezra Tikein Shukorin came b'mincha b'chol Shabbos v'shiyoshe kronos. Ezra added Shabbos mincha. V'gam hu tikin shukor b'shen v'chamishi shlosh v'nanda v'liku pachos v'nasar psukim. And again, as we said, he modified the Takanah. Certainly that's what the Babli says. Maybe even Yerushalmi agrees. You look in the case of Mishnah and he goes through, you know, the sources, explains where it comes from. Okay. Anyway, bottom line is that that's the way the Rambam learns. And that's the generally accepted view in terms of the Takana of Kriyas HaTorah on these days. Now, with this in mind, however, I think it's important for us to stress, really, that nonetheless, there's a significant difference. Whenever Shabbos and Shabbos, I'm sorry, whatever, Monday and Thursday, whoever instituted it, however you want to learn it out, okay, that's fine. But there's still a very fundamental difference, and this is something of Soloveitchik stress, between the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos morning, I'm sorry, Monday and Thursday morning, and we'll throw Shabbos Minuch into that mix, as opposed to Shabbos and Yontov. The Rambam later, that was, we read the Rambam Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. You look in 45, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Ches, in Hilchos Tefillah, the Rambam writes, Umoshe Tikel on Yisrael, Shukorin B'chol Moed, B'sholom V'dosh B'nyan Shiyom B'chol Moed Moed, to lay in each holiday about the Yontov itself, okay, and the Kesef Mishnah there, Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Ches, 46, right, Moshe Tikel on Yisrael, etc. They quote the Mishnayos that we mentioned before, the Meiri in his Sefer called Kriya Sefer, which are the laws of Kriya Satora, Chelek Aleph, Mamar Hey, Chelek Aleph, also right, Tarei Lamarata, should be made Moshe Rabbeinu Niskan of Kriya Shabbos Shachos of Kriya Beis Vehei, including Monday and Thursday. Ezra Omad, Ezra Yosad Oud Kriya Shabbos of Mincha, and then he modified the Monday and Thursday as well. Okay, but there's still a very important and significant difference between the Kriya HaTorah of Shabbos morning, okay, and Yontif morning, as opposed to Kriya HaTorah Mincha Shabbos and Monday and Thursday. And that would really seem to be the following. What actually is the essence, as we just said, of Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday? Why, whoever did it, again, whether it was Ezra, whether it was modified, but as ever we learn, it's a Machlokes, a Baba Shalom, not a Machlokes. Okay, again, we don't need to go into that. We explained it. But the question becomes, okay, what exactly is the nature of this Takana? So we said the nature of the Takana, in terms of, Monday and Thursdays, for example, and Shabbos Mincha for the Yoshrei Kronos, how we explain that. It was basically an institution of public Kriyas HaTorah. Okay? In other words, that people should not go 3 days without some sort of public Torah. That's the institution of Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursdays, not to let 3 days go by. That's the nature of it. And again, Shabbos Mincha as well, another opportunity, again, the Yoshrei Kronos, how we understand them, but also, the bottom line is the institution of Kriyas HaTorah on Monday morning, on Thursday morning, and a Mincha and Shabbos is basically an institution to learn Torah publicly, not to have 3 days go by without some form of public Kriyas HaTorah. That's the idea. However, it would appear that on Shabbos morning and on Yontif morning, the institution of Kriyas HaTorah is for something else entirely, or something else at least additionally. Okay? Let's take a look and understand a little bit about that Kriyas HaTorah. I do want to point out that there is one opinion according to which Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos morning may even be D'oraisa. Okay, very fascinating when the Bach suggests this, although it's not generally accepted. Because there is a Gemara, again, it's a quick digression, but look at 48. There is a Gemara in Megillah, Yitzayinam and Aleph, going over Yitzayinam and Beis. The Tanya, Kriyashma Kichsovra, Divrei Rebbe. Okay, when you say Kriyashma, Kichsovra means, as Rashi there says in 49, when you say Kriyashma, you have to say Kriyashma in Hebrew. You have to read Kriyashma, and it must be read in the original. If you don't know Hebrew, you can read Kriyashma in English too, another language as well. My time of the Rebbe, why does Rebbe insist it has to be in Hebrew? Omar Kro, because the Pasuk says, right? Bahayu advar ma'ele, bahayu. And the Gemara says in Zanar Bay, second part of 48, bahayu bavasun you. That'll be read the way they're written, bahayu. Okay, as Rashi says in 50, the good Zayin Beis, V'hayu Advar Ma'ele B'Havayasim B'Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, now, Lema Kosova Rebbe Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon Nemra. Apparently, Rebbe holds as a unique din by Kriyashma, a special Gzeres HaKosov, V'hayu has to be in Hebrew. But other times you read things from the Torah besides Kriyashma, that can be in any language. Okay, what do you mean other times you read the Torah? So Rashi says, B'Chol 50, L'Chol Lashon Nemra, Yud Zayin Beis, Likrosa b'chol lashon. You can read the Torah in any language, only Hebrew. Well, lachain it's by Kriyashma b'hayu, but especially by Kriyashma, special gzeres hakosov b'hayu. The Tosfos is bothered there in Megillah Yud Zayin Beis 51. Kol haTorah b'chol lashon nemra. Says Rashi. Apparently, okay, Kriyashma is a special din, but other passages in the Torah which you read, you can read in another language. Rashi seems to understand the Torah about Kriyas HaTorah. That's certainly the way Tosfos understands. But Tosfos, what are you talking about? We're dealing with a din d'oraisa. We're talking on a d'oraisa level. What other Kriyas HaTorahs are d'oraisa? Kriyas HaTorah is not d'oraisa. V'kasha. Shor Kriyas HaTorah ain't min haTorah. V'drabanan. Levad mi parsha Zohar. Okay, so parsha Zohar. That's d'oraisa. Okay, but other than parsha Zohar, and that's not our topic now. Kriyas HaTorah is not Doraisa. That's one of the Makoros in Tosek, Parsha Zohar is Doraisa. But other than Parsha Zohar, Kriyas HaTorah is not Doraisa. So what's going on? The Gemara is talking on a Doraisa level. So therefore, he thinks it means nothing to do with public Torah reading. Talk about Chalitza. We have to say certain psukim, Egla Rufa, Vidui Meiser, Bikurim. Other occasions, you have to read passages of the Torah. That can mean any language. The Bach extrapolates Matosas. The Bach in the Tov Reish Pei Hei. So you've got an Os Aleph from 52. I printed over here. The Bach here, well, you see, at least according to Rashi, Kriyas HaTorah is Doraisa. Okay, not just Parsha Zohar. And the mere fact they respond. All right, most Rishonim don't learn that way. The Rashba and Megillah and Zanim and Beis, the Masa Lema Kosovar, doesn't learn like that. He says, like Tosis, that's not talking about Kriyas HaTorah, the Tosar Rosh. There and elsewhere in Brachos, you'd give him an Aleph, the Masa Kola Torah Kula, learns the same way. Okay, so we assume it's the Rabbanon, but still, it's a different type of institution, a different type of takona than Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha. Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha, as we learned, the essence of Kriyas HaTorah is to have public Torah reading, not to go 3 days without some sort of Talmud Torah. It's fundamentally a din in Talmud Torah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. However, on Shabbos and Yontif, it's something else. I don't want to say something else entirely because it serves that role as well, but it's much more than that. It's much more than public Torah reading, public Torah learning, just not to go 3 days without learning. Let's talk first about Yontif. We know that on Yontif there's a mitzvah, Simchas Yontif. Parshas Rei, Dvarim Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Gedal, V'samachta B'chagecha, right out to Vich, etc. The end of Pasuk Tezvah, V'yisach Sameach, even though in the song it's considered one phrase, right? V'samachta B'chagecha, V'yisach Sameach, but it's not yes, I'm sorry, Mati, someone already read that Shimon. Yeah, according to Balai Tos also, Kriyas Shmazdova. That's a different discussion. That's a problem. So good horror also, different problem. Anyway, but we know v'samachta v'chagech v'yisach sameach in the song, it's one phrase. But in the pasuk, there are a lot of words in between that don't fit into the song. Okay, but anyway, we know there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. What's Simchas Yontif? So the Gemara in Psachim in one place, Kuf Tesim in Aleph 56, Gemara in Psachim says, Tana Bana, Chayav Adam v'sameach Bana v'nei Beis HaRegel. Every person in the household should be happy, and a person should make sure he's not only happy himself, but make his family members happy. How do you make people happy? So whatever makes them happy, many men, I'm not one of them, but many men enjoy fine wine. So drink fine wine on Yontif. That cheers people up, puts people in a good mood. What about women? Again, there are always exceptions, but this is, I think still true today. New clothes. Women enjoy new clothes. A man gets a new suit. Not such a big deal. Woman gets a new outfit. She enjoys it very much. And above all, they would have colored garments there, just all with white garments, whatever. Whatever it was. And the kids, we'll see later, the Rambam says to give them sweets and treats. Tanya B'rubim B'ser Omer B'zmancha B'Yisim Mikdash Chayim Ein Simcha L'B'Bosser. When the B'Yisim Mikdash stood, so the Simcha was fulfilled through having meat from the Karbonas, right? But now there's no B'Yisim Mikdash, so we have wine and so on. And the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Chesam and Aleph says, 57, Tan Rabbanu B'Samachta B'Chagal, the Rabbos, Kol Minei Simchos, L'Smachos to Simcha. Well, whatever makes somebody happy, right? Kol Smachos B'Mashma, right? It's not only one thing in the Rambam, Hilchos Yontif. Paragvav Alachi in Zion 59, the Rambam says, Shivis in Pesach, old Yontif Pesach, Shmonis Me'chagol, Yontif Sukkis, Imshar Yom Tom, all the Yom Tom, Kulam Asurim Behesped Vitainis, no eulogies, no fasting, Bechayav Adam Leos, but some Me'ach Vitov Lev, he's supposed to be glad and of good cheer. Okay, who, Ubana, Ve'ishto, Be'beso, you, your household, everyone is with you, and so on, Shenemar, Besamach, Bechagecha, okay. And how do you do it? Alach Yilches, Ketzad, Haktanim, Noson, Kleos, Goes, McDonald's. You give the kids candies and nuts and sweets. You know, that's usually makes most kids happy. In simplest term, we give out bags of candy. May not make the parents that happy, the kids eating all the sweets. But all right, it makes the children happy. Okay. And with women, you buy them begodim, takshidim, nice clothes, nice jewelry, or whatever. And men like to eat meat and drink wine and so on. The Rambam says, don't forget about the poor. Okay, that's the physical manifestation of Simchas Yontif. It appears in Shulchan Aruch as well. Or Chaim Sim Tov Kuf Chav Tesiv Beis, Chayav Odin Leo Sameach V'Tov Lei B'Moed. It quotes the whole thing, like we said. But, the Rav noted, that's one manifestation of Simchas Yontif. But there's also a spiritual Simcha on Yontif. The truth is, we have a pasuk in Tilim. We know the pasuk Perek Yutes, pasuk Ches 61 starts Torah Hashem Tamima, etc. And pasuk Tes Pikuda Hashem Yisharim Nesamche Leiv. The laws of Hashem, the Torah, are mesamchei lev, they're glad in the heart. That's a spiritual type of simcha. To be happy in your heart, that's not eating meat, drinking wine, having new clothes and candy. Okay, that's one thing that's important. We don't minimize it. Okay, my wife always likes to remind me about that, Rambam, before Yontif. You know, remember, he says you're supposed to buy your wife new clothes. He says it's showing off too. Okay, if you want to be makbid on things, be makbid on this too. Good. Okay, she's right. But the point is that that there's also a spiritual simcha. In fact, the halacha is, we look in 62, the halacha states, oops, so 1 second, I just dropped something. Sorry about that. If you look in 62, the Gemara in Tainus tells us that on Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to learn, right? We know the Tana Rabbanan, Tainus Lamed Avraham, Tana Rabbanan, Kol Mitzvahs, okay, Hanogos, Bava Nogos, but Tisha B'Av tells all the things you're allowed to do on Tisha B'Av. You can't eat and drink, all these things, okay? And also Likos B'Torah B'Nevim Iksum, you're not allowed to learn Torah, right? Religious permission with Talmud Medesh, Lamachos HaGodot. A Talmud Torah, with certain exceptions, also on Tisha B'Av. Why? Why? So guess what? The Gemara quotes that Pasuk. Because it says, Pikudei Hashem Yishar, Misam Chelev. Even the schools, the yeshivas were closed. Everything was closed. Look at the last line of Tainus Lamed Aleph from Source 62. Mishum Shenemar, Pikudei Hashem Yishar, Misam Chelev, the Rambam. Hilchos Tisha B'Av. I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Tisha B'Av. Or Chaim Sim Tov Kuf, Nun Dalat, Tzif Aleph. Tisha B'Av, it tells you all these, you know, how to wash and bathe, all the things I do with Tisha B'Av, wear leather footwear. And also, we're not also likos b'tarav and avivik silvul shanas b'mishna midrash b'gemara b'alachos agadus b'mishum shenemar pikud Hashem Yishar misam chaylein, right? So therefore, suggested Rav Soloveitchik, 1 second, we didn't make this comparison. I'm saying if we see clearly that you're not allowed, because Tisha B'Av, we're not allowed to be b'simcha, so not only not allowed to eat and drink, that's true too, but you're also not allowed to learn. Learning brings a person simcha. M'meila, it stands to reason that learning Torah is also a manifestation of Simchas Yontif. So the Rav suggested that Kriyas HaTorah on Yontif is not just a din in Talmud Torah, you know, 3 days shouldn't go by without learning. It's a fulfillment of the requirement of Simchas Yontif. Just like on Tishra, we're not allowed to learn because of Simchas, so here you have to learn because of Simchas. What they're learning is the Kriyas HaTorah of Yontif. That's part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. What about Shabbos? So Shabbos, that's a question where you have Simchas. We certainly have Oneg on Shabbos. Right, that's the Pesukim of Yeshaya, Perek Nun Ches, Pesuk Yud Gimel, Im Toshim Yishabbos Ogecha, Asos Chabatzecha B'yom Kodshi, V'karos Ola Shabbos Oneg, I covered Oneg on Shabbos, V'karos Ola Shabbos Oneg, L'Kdosh Hashem Mechubad, Oz Tisaneg Al Hashem, the Rambam tells us, Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed Alecha Aleph, Arba Dvarim Nemer V'Shabbos, Four things are said regarding our observance of Shabbos, Shnaim Min Torah, Shnaim Min Divrei Sofim, two are from the Torah, and two are from the Nevi'im, okay? And Torah says Zochah V'Shomer. And in Nevi'im, it says, covered only, quotes the Pasuk Yeshayah. What's covered? Halacha bathe. Ezo covered. Shavu Chachamish, a mitzvah, and lirchotz ponav your agav, you bathe, and you put on nice clothing, and so on, so get ready for Shabbos. That's covered Shabbos. And Halacha Zayin, Ezo Oneg, having, I don't know, the dietitians among us, nutritionists won't like this, but Rama says, Shetzarach l'sakein tavshul shomein b'yoser. Should prepare for Shabbos a nice fatty piece of food. All right, it means tasty, okay? Anyway. But nice mashke mabusim, good drink, and so on and so forth, right? So what's it covered in Oneg? It's the famous bir hagro, the very end of Hilchos Yontif. Baruch Haim Simon Tov Kuf Chav Tes. The Maschel Shazel basically says 66 that when it comes to covered Shabbos, as the things you do in advance of Shabbos to make Shabbos special, you clean the house, you make the bed, you sweep the floor, and you dress nicely. Those are all things, you know, getting the house ready for Shabbos, set a beautiful table. Oneg, the things you do on Shabbos. Okay. B'meila, the Rav suggested, whether we have a mitzvah simcha on Shabbos, not our topic now, but there's oneg on Shabbos. So again, oneg is joy. So part of the oneg of Shabbos is also learning and Kriyas HaTorah. So the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos morning is not just a din in Talmud Torah. It's like Yontif morning. Just like on Yontif, it's a kiyum and simchas Yontif. On Shabbos, it's a kiyum and oneg Shabbos. So the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos morning is more than just that. Not only that, but it goes even further. Okay. We all know the famous two psukim. Parshas Re'e, Dvarim Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Ches. Talking about Pesach, it doesn't matter. It says on Pesach, regarding Pesach, Yom HaShviyi, the seventh day of Pesach, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha. The day of ceasing from work, dedicated to Hashem Elokecha. Parshas Pinchas, talking about Shmini Atzeres, but again, it's understood to refer to all Yom Tovim. But maybe our Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Lamed Hei. But Yom HaShviyi, Atzeres Tielochem. So the famous Gemara, 69 Psachim, Samaches, Mabez, has a famous machokas of Elazar and Shul, say it outside now. How should one spend his time on Yontif? Okay, because you have conflicting psukim. One says the Yontif should be atzeres, Lashem Elokecha, dedicated to Hashem, spiritual pursuit. other pasuk says that tzaras lachem, tzaras yalachem. Okay, your physical, your joy, your own pursuit. So Rabbi Elazar says, Torah is giving you a choice. Make a decision. What brings you greater simcha? Different strokes, different folks. Okay, some people get a big kick out of the learning and davening extra and so on and so forth. That's what they should do. Other people enjoy eating and drinking, they should do that. But if we pass on like a Yeshua, and that's what the Rambam tells in Hilchos Yontif, Parak Vav Alach Yates, the Shulchan Aruch in 71, Simon Tov Kof Chav Tesif, Asif Aleph, we understand the two psukim tell us, Chal Kehu, split the day, the famous Chetzil Hashem, the Chetzil Hashem, spend the day, part of the day, Lashem, part of the day, Lachem. That's what we do on Yontif. The davening is a little longer. We sing. We have more learning in Shul Shiurim. We also spend more time eating and spending time with family and some both. Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Lachem. Comes to Shabbos, same thing. The Gemara concludes in 69 of a Rabba. Hakom Odom b'Shabbos v'Nami Lachem. Shabbos also requires Lachem. Even though the pasuk is by Yontif, the same thing by Shabbos. Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. That's how the Alkut Shimon in Tilimrim is Tav Peches says in 72, right? But what does it mean? That a person should spend his time on Shabbos, just like on Yom Tov. Look what the Yalkut Shimoni says. Afal pichshat osim melacha kol shishi yomim shiom Shabbos, mizor kulo tormi kan amru, yashkim adam b'yom ha-Shabbos, b'yelech lebeis ha-knesel, lebeis ha-medrash, yikim b'torah, that's part of Shabbos. Then acharkech yelech lebeis yochav yishter, then go and eat and drink. Same thing on Shabbos, same thing on Yom Tov. In other words, going to shul. Okay, that's what seriously Yalkut Shimoni, that's what the Rambam says. Both, again, he said in Hilchos Yom Tov. Let's take a look back in 70. Chos Yantav Parag Bavalach Yates. Afal pi shachilu shtir b'moados b'chlal mitzvah saseh. Even though, you know, eating and drinking is certainly a kiyum in Yantav Simchas Yantav. But lo ye ocha v'shosa kol yom kula. We don't sit and drink and eat the whole day. Elakachi hadas. Here's what our religion tells us. Baboker mashin kol yom batei kneisa bas midrashos. U'mispalan v'korin b'torah b'inyan ayom. The Rambam is talking here not about Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Hilchos Yontif. It's part of the kiyum of Hilchos Yontif to read the Torah, Binyan Hayom. Then, Chozer B'Tein Ba'Och and go back home and eat, and then go back to Shul later, and so on. And he has the same schedule for Shabbos in Parak Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud, 73. Achilas Bosos Tis Yayim B'Shabbos Onik Hulo. Of course, it's Onik Shabbos. You eat meat, you drink wine, you enjoy that. But as much as you can afford. However, you can't sit and do that the whole day. Second line of 73. Kach haya minagat tzadikam rishonim. Mispalal odin b'shabbos. First you daven shachris and musav. And then you come home and have the suda. Then you go back and you learn. Again, and the same thing in Shulchan Aruch and some reit tzadi siv beis. Bottom line, Rabbosai, what we hear from all this is that the Kriyas HaTorah of Shabbos and Yontif is not just a din in Talmud Torah. You shouldn't go 3 days without learning. But it's part of the very kiyum of Simchas Yontif on Yontif, of Oneg Shabbos on Shabbos, of Chetzel Hashem and Chetzel Hashem on Shabbos and Yontif. That's part of the Kiyum, the Torah. And it's interesting because we see this chiluk, we see this distinction between institution of Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos and Yontif on one side, as opposed to Monday and Thursday and Shabbos Mincha on the other side. The Gemara actually has a machlokas. Lamed Aleph and Aleph, Amud Beis and Megillah, move to finish up in 72. Tanur Rabbanan. You know, according to one opinion, Reb Meir, you know, when we finish Shabbos morning, continue reading that place in Mincha, that we do. But then it says, B'mincha Shom Kor B'Sheni, wherever we stopped in Mincha, that's where you pick up on Monday. And where we stopped on Monday, that's where you pick up on Thursday. And where we stopped on Thursday, that's where you pick up the following Shabbos. It's all one continuum, Divrei Reb Meir. That's not what we do. We follow Yehuda. Yes, Mokom Shasikim B'Shabbos Shachar Shom Kor B'Mincha. Wherever we ended Shabbos morning, we continue the next parsha there in Mincha. But then we repeat that on Monday and Thursday, repeat it again on Shabbos, following Shabbos morning. So you see clearly the rough point. That's how the Rambam Paskins, Perikud Gimel, Halacha Gimel, and he gives the examples, right? We read Bereishis, the Noach, etc. Okay, and the same thing in the, in Halacha. That's what we do. So bottom line, Rabbosai, you see clearly from there that the laning Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha is not really connected in that sense to the laning of Shabbos morning. It's a different idea. It's a different, we were suggesting like a different kind of purpose. It's not the same goal, okay? And certainly could have argued like Reb Meir, okay? You could have said, well, why should you repeat the weekday readings on Shabbos? But he said, no, because again, the parts of Shabbos, that's a special din of covered Shabbos, owning Shabbos, owning Yontif and so on, and Simchas Yontif, okay? The Rav also noted that on Shabbos, you had a Meturgam and you didn't have during the week, a different issue. But again, it's not just the reading of Shabbos and Yontif morning is not just a fulfillment of a public Talmud Torah, but they wanted a certain cycle to be completed and so on, specific for Shabbos and so on. Of course, Yontif doesn't count as part of that cycle, but it's an important distinction. Finally, this will finish another chiluk. okay, comes out a Hagos Maimonides and just shows this distinction between the Takana of Shabbos Mincha Monday and Thursday on one side, opposed to Shabbos morning on the other side. The Hagos Maimonides in the Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Tefila on the Rama Halacha Tazayin Os Mem. What if a person made a mistake? Okay. What if a person, just a moment, what if a person skipped a pasuk? What if they skipped a pasuk? Okay. Left out a pasuk. Could happen. Okay. The Balkari got confused. So he skipped a pasuk. So look what it says. Im haya b'mincha b'shabbos o b'shenim chamishi v'kara sor psukim below pasuk medulog eino chozer. If it's Monday or Thursday or Shabbos mincha and you had your minimum 10 psukim anyway, forget about it. So you missed the pasuk. Okay, avo b'shabbos afilo dileg pasuk echad chozer v'kare. But Shabbos you missed the pasuk. You have to go back and read the whole thing again. Afilo achar shifted, even if after it was over. Okay. Even after you put the Torah away, it doesn't matter. You hear the chiluk. In fact, it's interesting that Tshumas HaDeshen has a tshuva in Simchav Dalet. Apparently, it was a minig ba'ostreich, 78. She'ela ma'shenogu ba'ostreich, b'chein mitzvah in other place also. This morning, Parsha Shiras Hayam, Parsha B'shalach. Okay, this morning's leining, Parsha B'shalach. Okay, and next week, Parsha Aseres HaDibros, on those Shabbosim, and also on Shvi Shal Pesach, we read Oz Yashir, and on the Shavuos, we read the first day of Shavuos, we read Aseres HaDibros. Apparently, at some point in the place of the minig, when they got up to that Aliyah of Shiras Hayam of Oz Yashir and of the Aseres HaDibros, the Chazan would stop and everyone read it to themselves from Chumash. Is this acceptable practice or not? He doesn't love it. Okay, he says that with difficulty, we can find a teretz. I don't like it. Okay, because they're not hearing the whole pasuk. They're not hearing the whole parsha, rather. Okay, you're missing psukim, whatever is being read by the people to themselves. You're missing it. And he quotes this Hagos Maimonides. So therefore, the Tzimtzumtzadesh and Hagos Maimonides are both saying, okay, the way I understand it, okay, they're both saying that this is a fundamental difference. Okay, this leniency, you know, is by Shabbos Mincha, is by Monday and Thursday. We're not some makbid. Okay, and we pass in the Shulchan Aruch like that. Sim Kuf Lamed Zayin, Siv Gimel 79, we'll finish up. In Dileg Pasach Evelo Karo, Karo, im b'mincha b'shabbos o beiz v'hei b'karo yud p'sukim v'lo pasuk d'lo, eino chozer. Im lav chozer, b'shabbos morning, afilo dileg pasuk echad, chozer v'kare. Okay, even if they put the Torah away already. And they said Kaddish and everything. You missed the pasuk, you got to go back and read it again. All right, it's a question of the following week. That was the whole COVID problem, but not for right now. It's interesting, the Bir Halacha, there in Simkuf Lamed Zayin, discusses, what about Yontif? It's the same thing by Yontif. Okay, maybe by Yontif, you wouldn't have to go back and read the whole thing again, but he makes a chilek. But which part did you skip? If it's on Sukkot, you skip the part about Sukkot, then you have a problem. If you skipped on Sukkot, if you skip the part about Pesach, maybe there's a way out. Just to conclude, this machlokas may have a ramification, halacha l'maisa. Hopefully, we're not going to ever be in a situation where the Balkori skips a pasuk, although it could happen against similar words in the pasuk. But more questionably, what if the Balkori made a mistake? And it's a type of mistake we'd have to go back for. So the Shulchan Aruch rules in Simkuf Membeis of Archaim, Halacha Sif Aleph, Kar of Etah, Afila Bediktuk Os Echaz, Achaz Machzirin Oso. Okay, now it depends on which type of change, what type of error he made. Does it change the meaning? Okay, I'm going to go to all that right now. Okay, but he made a mistake in the Trump, Ein Machzirin Oso, I don't have to go back, but Goran Oso, you should criticize, I mean, in a nice way, criticize him and so on. The Bir Halacha wonders in 82, Simkuf Membeis Sif Aleph, maybe there's a difference between Mincha and Shabbos and Monday and Thursday on one hand and Shabbos morning on the other hand. Maybe the difference in this regard. Because after all, even if you skip the whole Pasuk, we said on Monday and Thursday, you have to go back. Shabbos, Mincha, you have to go back. So therefore, if you made a mistake, even if it's a mistake to change the meaning, the Mishnah Berurah discussed here in the Bir Halacha, maybe you shouldn't have to be as makbid or make the guy go back for a mistake. Because after all, you skip the whole Pasuk. It's not a problem. However, on the other hand, he concludes that maybe reading the word improperly is worse than not reading it altogether. And he leaves it with Tzarki. And I just want to finish the last couple of sources, go back to what we mentioned earlier, and then with this we're done. You know, there's a question. What if I missed the laning on Monday? We didn't lane on Monday. So can you make it up on Tuesday? After all, you still won't have 3 days, right? In other words, that's what the Ateres Zekenim, it's in Kuf Lamed Heis and Cotton Olive, 83. Okay, even near it, bitlo beyond Mashani Akrib say for Torah that on some big problem happened, that a major snowstorm, whatever happened, I couldn't read the Torah on Monday. So let's read on Tuesday, because after all, we'll still get the 3 days. We're still within the 3 day window. So he said, why not? Takana says, not to do away with the Takana. Okay. However, if you missed it on Thursday, then it's too late because then it blew 3 days. Reading on Friday is not going to help. Already had 3 days went by. Okay, so the post can discuss it. Your rabbi discussed that. He quotes the Cotton Base. He quotes the Mogan Avraham, that there's a Canaan. Okay, it says there's a suffix about it. He thinks it makes a certain amount of sense. The Chidor and the Brikayos, a long piece of Cotton Base in 85, says maybe no, maybe because of Tosis' reason that Monday and Thursday was picked specifically, but it's only, you know, to connect to Moshe Rabbeinu going up and coming down from Har Sinai the last time. Therefore, it's Dafka only on Monday and Thursday, but he concludes no, because maybe that was just a side reason. Okay. Lemaisa, we pass in 86, we'll finish this. The Bir Alocha, it's in Kuf Lamed Hei and Siv Beis. Dafka Shabbos, you can make up if you missed it the following Shabbos again. Many people did that after COVID. We had so many weeks without in shul. Dafka Shabbos, I've been bitla akri b'shenu chamishi. Ain lo taslum liom shachrom achronim shaloka deloka. There's again, we pass not that way. If you miss on Monday, we don't make it up on Tuesday. But anyway, I did want to emphasize these distinctions between the Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday, and on Shabbos Mincha on the one hand, whoever instituted it, as opposed to the Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos, which has many more kiyumim and much more significance beyond the significance of Talmud Torah. We'll stop over here, but I wish everybody a good tovah.